More music at housesongs.com.
Hallelujah! You are blessed in Jesus' name. It's been a while, and I want to thank God that we are all alive. How are you doing? How is everything with you? How is your family? How is your business? Your marriage? Everything about you, I believe, is well with you in Jesus' name. No matter what you are passing through now, the Lord is on your side. And that is why you are alive. So I give God glory for your life, for keeping you alive to this day, to see his goodness and mercy, keeping you in the land of the living. You are welcome to this channel. So what are we doing here? I have a message from the Lord for you. So I'll take my normal song. I have a message from the Lord. Hallelujah. A message unto you I bring. It is recorded in his word. Hallelujah. It is only that you look and live. Look and live. My brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. It is recorded in his word. Hallelujah. It is only that you look and live. One more time, I welcome you to this channel. Channel of hope. Channel of encouragement and channel of instructions. Praise the Lord. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you. You are such a good God. We want to hear your word. And I pray for my listeners, wherever they are, all over the world. Thank you for keeping them alive. And your word we shall hear today shall make us all wiser unto salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You are welcome again one more time in Jesus' name. I'm here with a message for you. Very important message. And the message is all about life. Everything we do in this life is a seed. It's a seed. Whether good or bad. And two things are involved. Good and bad. So whatever character, whatever behavior you put forth in life, it's a seed. And it comes back to us as harvests. Praise the Lord. So I'm looking at this, our journey. Some few days ago, I was studying and the Lord told me, my daughter, this life is like a football game. He called it the 90 minutes game. That's what God called this life. A 90 minutes game. I then pondered over that word when God told me that we have a life before us to live. And at 90 years, you must have faded. You can't do things on your own anymore without assistance. So we are calling this life what? A 90-minute game. So in this 90-minute game, from the beginning to the end, you and I have a role to play. God has his own role to play concerning you and me. And we have our own part of the role to play. For God his own is perfect and settled. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled. But this morning, we are going to look at our own part of this game. This 90-minute game, which is called life. So this morning, we are going to look at a topic that the Lord gave to me so many years ago. He told me, do not be a mocker so that we not end in mockery. What is mockery? It means despising people by default. Defaults. Maybe they have a default in their creation. Some part of them did not stand well like your own. A bent leg, a bent mouth, one hand, the other thing, not really in order. Having a default in their body makeup or a delay in testimony. Praise the Lord. That's what we are looking at. Having a despising people with defaults in their body makeup or a delay in their life's testimony. Hallelujah. It is a very important message. Don't be a mocker. My question this morning is to you, my beloved, as you are watching me from wherever. Are you a mocker? Are you in the colony of mockers? If you belong to that colony, The Lord wants me to tell you, you will end in mockery. If you are a mocker, you end in mockery. Praise the Lord. What is making people to mock others? It's ignorance and lack of knowledge. When the Bible tells us, my people destroyed because they are lack of knowledge. So this morning, I want us to quickly look at a scripture. 2 Kings 2, 23 to 25. Elijah had just been taken to heaven. Please read with me. Elijah had just been taken to heaven. And Elisha got the mantle, the anointing. And when he left that place, he began to manifest the anointing that he got from his master, Elijah. First and foremost, he got to a land where the water was bitter, and he prayed, and the water was healed. And immediately he left there, so 40 children came out from the woods, and they were shouting at him. They were shouting, you know, bald head. They were laughing at him and clapping their hands. They didn't know who they were jeering at. They didn't know who they were mocking. And the man of God, filled with the Holy Ghost and the anointing that he just got from his master, and he turned back and looked on them, verse 24, and cursed them in the name of the Lord. And there came forth 2 she-bears out of the wood and tore the 42 children to pieces. May you not use your mockery system to bring condemnation upon yourself in Jesus' name. It is very important for you and I to know that Elisha was a bald-headed man. Did he create himself? No. Somebody created him. It was God that created Elisha. And God gave him that kind of head. So if I was given a right to choose, I may not choose certain features that I have today. But if you are lucky and yours are straight and they are good, please be warned. Don't ever mock anybody with a deformity. Hallelujah. The second scripture I'm taking is from 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 2 to 10. A man called Elkanah had 2 wives, Hannah and Penina. Penina had children, but Hannah's womb was shut by God. Listen, take note of that place. It was God that shut Hannah's womb. It was not Hannah's evil or her sins that shut up her womb. Read verse 5 of that 1 Samuel 1. God shut up her womb for a purpose. I pray for you today. Every delay in your life will turn into a testimony in Jesus' name. Do you know why God shut up Hannah's womb? God was waiting for the appointed time in Israel. Some of us today, we are very fast at drawing conclusions. Please, my beloved, this message is coming to you and I at this time. A lot of us have inflicted injuries upon ourselves. We didn't know how it started. And what happened? Penina had so many children, and she began to mock this woman. Mocked her. Mocking a woman that God has kept for a purpose. And what happened? Hannah was very, very bitter. Her soul vexed between her. And she was no longer happy. As Shiloh, she could not eat, she could not drink. She went to cry to this God. And what happened? God honored her and gave her Samuel, the first and the best priest in Israel. Samuel, the first and the best priest. And after that, the Bible recorded that Hannah had so many children, male and female. We didn't hear of Penina anymore. You are laughing at somebody. He never born. He never be us. He never this. He never done that. Do you know the reason why? God has kept that person for a special purpose. Hallelujah. Hannah was kept for a purpose. God shut her womb for a purpose. Waiting for the appointed time for him to open the womb. And when it was time, God honored his word. And what will God do to a mocker or somebody that he has ordained for a purpose? God will deal with that person. And Anna had children until she said none. She said, Lord, I don't need children anymore. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm here with a message. Don't be a mocker so that you don't end in mockery. The first people we looked at were those 42 children who mocked the servant of God. And what happened? They ended up in mockery. You go ahead, use your mouth to tear people. You talk anyhow. God will be looking at you. God allowed those children to be devoured by those bears because they were speaking against God's original plan. God silenced Penina forever. Silenced Haman forever. We didn't hear about her again. But Hannah blows on. Today, everybody pray the prayer of Hannah. God kept her for a purpose. So, my beloved, don't be a mocker so that you don't end up in mockery. These are words that God gave to me. I'm giving it to you. Some of these words were given to me in 2013. I never even knew I would have this channel. So, my beloved, I believe this word is coming to you as you are watching me now. Another person that God dealt with was Michal. Michal. 2 Samuel 6, 14 to 23. 2 Samuel 6, 14 to 23. Who is Michal? So she was the daughter of Saul, a wife of David. Saul gave her to David as a wife. And what happened? The ark of God was taken. Taken by the enemy. And the children of God fought, and the ark was brought back to Jerusalem. And God fought for himself, defended his name, and brought the ark back. Miraculously. David, as a chosen servant of God, a king in Israel, was happy that the ark of God has come back, which means God's presence has come back to Israel. Because the ark of covenant was the presence, was a significance of the presence of God with the Israelites. 2 Samuel 6, 14 to 23. You can read it on your own. And when the ark of God was brought, David danced. He so danced that all the wrapper that he tied began to fall. He didn't even remember that he was a king. But he was dancing before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Some people, when you see somebody dancing, they say, they worry this one. You are looking for trouble. You see, people zealous in the house of God, you are trying to condemn such persons. You are looking for trouble. And Saul's daughter, read verse 16. I'm reading verse 16. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through the window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord. And she despised him in her heart. And when David came back, she had the audacity to speak against God's purpose. And David told him, I'm dancing before the king who took the kingdom from your father and gave it to me. Verse 23 of 2 Samuel chapter 6. Therefore, Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child until the day of her death. Don't be a mocker so that you will not end up in mockery. A lot of believers today, we can mock people. A lot of human beings will be laughing at someone. You are in the wrong company. The Lord said, I should tell you, come out of it. You may be a leader in a church and you are living in ignorance. God says, don't be a mocker so that you will not end in mockery. We have looked at three persons, three group of people, the 42 children who jeered at Elisha. They were devoured by wild animals. 42. Then we looked at Penina, who laughed at Hannah, a woman that God has cared for a purpose. We are laughing at her. And God brought calamity upon Penina and her children. May that never be your portion. Finally, Michal became barren because she was a mocker. So what should we say today? How can you despise? Not only saying it in your heart. This is how we now find a couple for them. You are despising that person in your heart. 2 Samuel 6:16. Michal did it. Despise David in his heart. So don't despise anybody in your heart. Tell your heart, I rebuke you, Satan. I will not despise this sister because her leg is bent. I will not despise her because she has no child. I will not despise her because she cannot do this. She cannot marry. All you need to do for a brother and sister around you is in trouble is to pray. Father, help this my sister. Let her carry children. You that gave me children, give to her. Don't laugh at people, though. Because if you laugh at people, God will shut that mouth. That mouth. God will close. I pray that you don't use your mouth to speak against God. when you are a despiser, you are God's enemy. You are not God's friend. Because that man that his leg is bent is created by God. Elijah's bald head was created by God. Hannah's barrenness was God's handwork. David's dance was unto the Lord. And you are laughing. May God not judge you. You didn't know. From today, you know. May God help you in Jesus' name. Mockers end up in mockery. If you are a mocker, you will end up in mockery. At the end of your life, people come and mock you. I don't know what thing I do. It's what you did before. Don't laugh at people. Amen. Mockers end up in shame. Number two. I see people in this town. In my little walk with God, I've seen people. People who call themselves leaders in the body of Christ, they laugh at people. They condemn people. They condemn Christians. They condemn others. They condemn. Are you to condemn? And they ended up in shame. May you not end up in shame. If you are a mocker, you will end up in disgrace. God will disgrace you. May you not do what will make God to disgrace you. Now let the whole world clap for you. And God say no. Then that person is in trouble. Mockers bring God judgment upon themselves. If you are a mocker, you bring God judgment upon yourself. All those people mock God in the wilderness, Korah and his team. What's this? Now you bring God out of divinity. And God said, if you are on the last side, I come this way. And we are mocking the Almighty God through Moses. And what happened? God brought down judgment and the land splitted and they were buried alive. May you not be buried alive in Jesus' name. Galatians 6:7. Read it, it's in your Bible. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, you reap. You laugh at me, a God's child, a creation of God, or I laugh at you. Then I'm telling God that he has failed. There are spiritual mockers. Those who choose to do what God hates, he can also descend on them. As apart from people mocking people around them, never born, never married, never be us. You know how this is? Do you know why? Do you know why the delay? When their soul will rise up, it will swallow up your own. So come out of mockery. Come out of mockery, so that you not end up in disgrace, in shame, and God's judgment. So today we are going to look at some verses too. Spiritual mockers. Those who do what God hates. One, Samson. God gave Samson power. He was mocking God. He wanted to go and do it by himself. What happened? They plucked out his eyes. Hophni and Phinehas, sons of Eli. They were priests in Israel. Go and read it to 1 Samuel chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, 5. Study it. The sons of Eli, they were priests. And as priests, once you bring the sacrifice, you cut all the meat in a big pot. Then they will carry a big fork, a big knife, like a fork with mouth. They will put it inside the pot. The best part that comes out was offered to God. Open up there, we sit down and eat it. Mocker. They were mocking God. I be making shop and God knows they do anything. When God was ready, Hophni, Phinehas, your wife, all of them, your father, perished the same day. They ended in shame. Those who are mocking God, they end up in the same calamity. And those are mocking their neighbor. Don't mock your neighbor. Amen. Hophni and Phinehas, sons of Eli, they perished the same day. Those going through mockery, your work is to pray for them and God will remember them. Let's look at the prophets of Baal. They were mocking Elijah. There is your God. There is this and God. There is that. And there was a contest on Mount Carmel. And what happened? Elijah said, let's make altars and offer our sacrifices on it. And what happened? They called on their God for money tonight. You know what? But the God that answered them by fire answered Elijah. And fire came down from heaven and devoured the sacrifice. They ended the shame. Miriam, the sister of Moses, was a prophetess. She was the one that sang after they crossed the Red Sea. The horses and the riders have been thrown into the sea. For the Lord has magnified himself. One time he came and said, Moses, now I know you God they talk to. He was mocking Moses. God made that leprosy from head to toe. She became leprous. True mockery. Talking here. Don't condemn anybody.
God has asked me to come and tell you, my beloved, don't be a mocker so that you will not end up in mockery. Miriam was a prophetess, became a leprous woman. She was the first person to be quarantined in the Bible. They locked her up. For 7 days, she could not come out. They quarantined her because of the word of her mouth. May you not use your mouth to bring calamity upon yourself. Amen. Those who mock God, God said, don't do this. This is how God does. Nothing they happen. It's something happen. You'll swallow one by yourself. You do what God says you should not do. God will be looking at you. He will not talk. But the harvest is waiting. Galatians 6. Rachel, the mother of Joseph. Maybe some of us are hearing this for the first time. Daughter of Laban. When finally Laban discharged Jacob to go with his wife and children, Rachel went to the father's house and carried the papa idols. She stole it. Wanted to mock the God of Israel. And she was heavily pregnant of Benjamin. And when they got to when the father discovered that his idol had been stolen, he ran and pursued after Jacob and his family. Jacob said, "Search me, I don't know what you are talking about. May God not come to your camp and find any enemy's property in your camp in Jesus' name. Don't hand join the hand. The wilder people will not go punish. Sinner, not go punish. And what happened? Listen to the story very well. And when Laban and his men searched, when Rachel saw that they were coming, she sat on the idol. He can't sit down and put. He said, I'm not carrying you. I'm under my period, though. In Israel, when you are under your period, they will leave you. They left her. She sat on the idol. What happened? Not quite a wife. She fell into labor for Benjamin. And she died at her delivery bed because the enemy's property was with her. Mocking the God of Israel. Let that not be your portion. So finally, brethren, don't mock God's children. Don't mock those passing through trials. So don't try it. Because they will soon come out of their wilderness and come to Canaan. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. If you mock your brother-in-law, your sister-in-law, that could not have children on time, when she delivers, what will you do? Where will you put your face? So this one abandoned on that man. This one, nothing good will ever come out of Nazareth. Who told you? Out of Nazareth, Jesus came out. And Nazareth is now a known and a beautiful nation, city. Amen. You are laughing at your sister that did not get married on time. If she get married, what will you do? On that, they'll be adding your face in shame. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Don't mock God's instructions, my dear. Don't mock God's work so that you don't end up in mockery. You are going to use your mouth to say, Lord, every power that has been making me to be a mocker, today I rebuke it from my life in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and pray. I come out of mockery in the name of Jesus. I refuse to mock anybody. Whether my friend, whether anybody I know, instead of mocking them, I pray for them in Jesus' name. You are now going to pray, Lord, Holy Spirit, come and help me to come out of mockery. I don't want to end up in mockery. I don't want to end up in shame. I don't want to end up in disgrace. Father, deliver me. Father, help me. Father, set me free. In Jesus' name, I pray for you. Father, I thank you for your children who has listened to this telecast. As you are giving to me, I'm giving to them. Deliver them from the spirit of mockery so that they will not end up in mockery. May God bless you. May God keep you. May God make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Have you given your life to Jesus? Please, if you are not, do. Because it's the way, the truth, and the life. The wahala in this world today is showing that God is coming very soon. Jesus is coming, no? That's why everything is turning upside down. Turning upside down. I pray for you. If you are not giving your life to Jesus, and you want to give your life, please raise up your hand. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for today. I believe you came to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. From today, Lord, I surrender unto you. Delete my name from the book of destruction and write my name in the book of life. I surrender to you, dear Lord God. Thank you for today. I know I'm your own. In Jesus' name, I accept you, Lord. Father, here are your children that are giving their lives to you. Father, bless them. Keep them. Guide them for us. I pray for you this morning that the right decision you have made, you will not go back. Go to a Bible-believing church. Settle down and serve God. And let the word of God do you good. Stay blessed. Stay rapturable. Till I come your way again. I remain your sister, Naomi, again. God bless you.
More music at houseofsongs.com.